You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. California's most destructive fire, the Tubbs Wildfire, incinerated almost 37,000 acres in Northern California. The city of Santa Rosa was one of the largest affected and lost nearly 3,000 homes. That's about 5% of the houses in town. Jessica Stillman and Amanda Aboud are counselors at the Verity Crisis Center in Santa Rosa. In this interview, they talk about how hard it was to leave Santa Rosa during the fires instead of staying to help counsel at shelters and the ways they cope with the weight of their patients' traumas and their own.
And then as we were driving out of town, you know, listening to the radio, they put out like a call for like, if you have training and like, if you know how to help people through like trauma and crises, like we really need you. And I just like burst into tears and I'm driving away. Like it was so hard.
When the Santa Rosa fire hit, it gave me a really bigger appreciation of who we work with, especially their trauma and their and this being able to do basic things, because that's really what I'm supporting them on. When the fire hit, I had to evacuate. And during that evacuation time, I could not do basic things. Like, I couldn't plan for myself.
Yeah. I mean, in the therapist community, we talk about how there's a correlation between your level of, like, alarm and arousal and the amount of time into the future that you're able to like think and plan. So if you're in like a calm, relaxed state, you can plan, you know, what you're going to do next week. And if you're feeling a little nervous, then you can think about maybe what you're going to have for dinner. And if you're in like a traumatized alert state, it's like you're either in the present moment or like, you know, 2 minutes into the future. And so I, you know, it's really interesting how you take your experience from that and apply it to, oh, I'm meeting with people who are in this state constantly. We decided to leave and go visit my family down south, and it was a really hard decision. I felt very guilty. I felt like I should be in the shelters volunteering because I have a lot of knowledge about coping with trauma and crises, and felt like that was valuable knowledge to share. But I had a 2-year-old and I'm pregnant. And so I couldn't be out breathing the air. Like I just couldn't. And then as we were driving out of town, you know, listening to the radio, which was on, they put out like a call for like, if you have training and like, if you know how to help people through like trauma and crises, like we really need you. And I just like burst into tears of like, and I'm driving away. Like it was so hard.
Was there something you, like for myself, I took, I bought my friend a princess dress. And so when I evacuated, I was going to San Diego for a bachelorette party. So I grabbed the silliest like bachelorette stuff and then I grabbed a princess dress. Was there anything silly you grabbed just when you left?
Yeah. And there was like a list going around, right? Of like the silliest thing you took. I grabbed pretty like sensible stuff. I was a pretty good packer. You know, for me, it was what I didn't take. My first child passed away. And I have her urn. And I forgot to bring it. And I remembered when we were, like, you know, 2 hours out of town. And I just turned to my husband and said, oh, my God, like, we forgot Luna. We forgot Luna's urn. And I just burst into tears. And he was like, yeah, I know, I remembered. About an hour ago and, like, didn't want to say anything until you remembered. And it was going to be the last thing I grabbed. And then, you know, just didn't. And that really, that was hard because I just thought, like, how could I forget her? I like to talk a lot about, like, with trauma, like, digesting or metabolizing it. That we don't want to just turn away from it. It's overwhelming sometimes to face it. We don't want to just hold it and shove it down. You know, the only way out is through. And so how can we compost it? How can we turn it into some sort of, you know, useful energy that can give us some post-traumatic growth instead of just post-traumatic stress?